I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
Ain't this some shit? Pulled up in the AV, Intador, and indoors, raised up like praise the Lord, did a fashion show, and a toe, and a movie, and a skull. This a ghetto opera, Francis Ford Car Coppola. I didn't need a new crib to hold my plaques. Rick Ross had told me that, said, all up in Goldman Sachs, like, these niggas trying to hold me back. These niggas trying to hold me back. I'm just trying to protect my stacks. Mitt Romney ain't played no tax. Mitt Romney ain't paid no tax. Chi-town till I hold my back. Chi-town till I'm on my back. Only nigga in Beverly Hills. Where the hell is Axel Foley at?
What up, everybody? This is a new episode of the Bookie A Podcast. I'm Chris Daniels.
I'm Rob Hayes.
What's up? How you doing? We are both, I guess, recovering from one of the greatest performances of all time right now.
Of all time. Beyonce didn't want us to sleep last night.
Nope. I was fighting myself. I'm so tired. I'm dumb because I didn't know. Apparently, you could just get some rest and wake up and just scroll the feedback and watch it.
No, you couldn't.
You just told me you could.
Yeah, you could, but you wasn't supposed to do it. You supposed to listen to it, watch it live. Then what you miss, you go back and watch it. You don't just go to sleep and bank on the fact that you could watch it in the morning.
It was like 2 or 3 in the morning. I was drunk. I was fighting myself.
Come on, man. What do you think those people in Coachella was on? Post Malone had just told them to pull out their PCP.
First of all, I didn't know anything about the Post Malone part. I saw people were mad at him for something, for apparently pushing his time. But I don't know about that. No, it was like 11:30 for them. It was too late for me. But I just saw the whole thing again. I pretty much woke back up as soon as I had an ounce of energy to do it and watched a whole 2-hour performance again. It's crazy.
Well, we got to introduce our guests. We got special guests in the building. That's my DJ Envy intro. Gary Richardson. What's good, man?
Nah, shit, I ain't watched the Beyonce performance yet, and I feel like I shouldn't really be saying that.
You're on like a different times, like more than
like I'm like in like a different kind of world right now. Yeah. Like everybody's living in this post Beyonce world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how dudes on horses will go around and like tell people that slavery was abolished?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, it took until like Juneteenth to
tell
everybody. I feel like I'm still one of those cats.
So you like a June 8th dude right now.
Yeah. And I'm
we
like,
free. And
yeah.
You just...
and I'm like, oh, for real? I'm like, yeah. Oh, so we can all be liberated now. Okay.
You gonna tell me on the hottest day?
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of it has been spoiled, so I don't feel like we gonna spoil it.
I mean, I don't know how you can.
I actually don't think we could. I don't think we're capable of any way, really, like in description, spoiling it.
Yeah.
I don't think we're even that. We couldn't even hype it up as like nothing. I think I could say could even compare to what I actually saw.
I mean, we already know the Beehive was started by Kanye West. So, you know, this is canon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't talk about this, first of all. Second of all, Kanye had a crane at Coachella in 2011. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Now, she worked at crane. I'm not going to lie. You know, Kanye was very, you know, he wasn't moving like Beyonce was moving in the crane, you know. But Beyonce, whole outfit done by Balmain. Who's in the Balmain ass? Who did the Wolves video? You know what I'm saying? Who chills with Oliver? I'm just saying. You know, don't come for me. We all in the same game. But at the same time, you know, Grammy performance with Jamie Foxx, 2005. Who had the marching bands? You know what I'm saying?
That wasn't even the first broke time five, he had
broke.
A marching band.
Mm-hmm. We ain't got it. Broke five broke. We ain't got it.
Do you remember the first time you saw Kanye with a marching band? It's 2004. Dave Chappelle's Black Party.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Central State University. Uh-huh. I remember that.
Okay. That's mm-hmm. true. That's very true. You know, the whole college dropout theme. You know what I'm saying? We've been on We've been on the college tip. I'm just saying, you know, we registered late. I'm just saying, we graduated.
Don't come for us.
Beyonce did her thing. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to take away from it. I will even say her performance rivals maybe any Kanye performance. Like, it was great. But at the same time, when you talk about theme-wise, you're talking about, you know, designer-wise, we in the game.
In the game, I would say this is next level. It's what you do, though.
Is it next level if it's afterwards?
Everybody sings afterwards.
You can't be next level beforehand.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's that is the hallmark. If you can take, even if you do take, if you're able to take something and, you know, level it up, then that's the mark of greatness.
Yeah. But somebody got to invent the wheel, you know?
Exactly. And Kanye was inventing wheels.
Okay.
And that's why he was able to chill with dudes like Axel
Vervoort. See, when I had it before you said it.
Vervoort,
yes.
Yeah. He said, don't call him a decorator. He's a designer.
Also, that's like, who's calling this man a decorator? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right? That's like, that feels mad disrespectful.
But he around rich people that do stuff like that.
That be just like flipping about
shit?
Yeah,
Robert De Niro was like, yo, call the decorator. He's like, man, I'm not a decorator.
Yeah, you can't be doing that. Yeah. And you can't call nobody a decorator if they doing a whole building. If they doing a hotel, you don't just decorate a hotel. You got to think about that. You talking floors and walls?
And decorating functionality.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's when people who think your job is easier than it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a little too passionate. He was like, I don't even watch TV. I don't want to be influenced. Like, dang, you can't watch Jeopardy?
He said he lives in fear of seeing a movie and having it be a bad movie. What the hell?
He was like, if the movie's bad, I've wasted 2 hours and now I've wasted my evening. Like, golly, man.
He's also like, you can turn up after the movie.
Yeah.
You can walk out.
At the end of the night. Yeah.
Nobody's strapping you down, making, hey, man, you got to watch all of Jurassic World. I don't care who you are, Axel.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Y'all ever walk out of a movie?
And last one I walked out of was Inherent Vice.
Whoa.
That movie sucks.
Wild. I, like, it's stand pretty hard for PTA, so I was like, I'm going to ride it out.
Did you think it was good, though?
I didn't think it was good, but I felt the same way about it as I felt about the book, where I was like, this is crazy. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't really walk out of movies as much as I go to sleep. Like, Taken 3, I was like, wake me up when he start doing the action. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about they story.
I didn't even know that Taken 3 came out in theaters. I thought it was like straight to, like, I thought, like,
you thought
after
they took Neeson straight to DVD?
Straight. I was like, because there's so many of them now, right? How many are there?
I think that was the last one. Yeah. Now there's a TV show, though.
Okay, so maybe I'm wrong.
Taken 3 is the one where, like, if you press square, then you can turn Eddie Gordo into Tiger.
God damn it. That might be my favorite one yet.
What?
I'll just call it a Robism.
Okay, all right. At least I didn't say Taken Tag.
What's wrong with Taken Tag?
Nothing's wrong with Taken Tag. But Taken Tag would have been taking it too far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yo, he said a lot in this article. He said he don't want to be number one anymore. He want to be water.
Were trying to like say how that was like insane and kind of like how he was so full of himself. I didn't think that at all. I don't think that's an unusual thing to say. I felt like him saying he wants to be like UNICEF. Where he can kind of be like a resource for people. I'm like, it's a huge means to try to aspire to, but that's actually kind of like some like noble shit to me. It sounds like it sounds sincere, and
yeah,
it's not far fetched at all. Bruce Lee had a quote about water.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
said anything about that.
That was Bruce Lee's whole thing.
Yeah,
well, not whole thing, but it was like.
But
a major
Bruce
part
Lee
of it.
Wasn't comparing water to being number one. Bruce Lee was comparing water.
Kanye
to
isn't comparing.
Rock.
He isn't comparing water to being number one. He's saying that number one is tired.
Okay,
he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
What haven't I done?
That
before?
He's moving past his competition. Like this competition's not what he's about anymore.
Mm.
They're trying to be more fluid, trying to move in the necessary ways.
So is that why he has the wave runner? Because he's water?
It makes sense now.
I mean, I would buy it.
Is that why Life of Pablo was going to be called Waves until Wiz got all crazy? Because he's water? Maybe he been on his water tip.
I mean, I feel like you don't bring up an idea in an interview for the first time,
mm-hmm.
right? That'd be kind of wild.
No.
He had to have been thinking about it for a little minute.
That's clearly something he's thought about for a while. You don't just say, I'm making a philosophy book without having some chapters already like
titled. Without having like a document started.
Have y'all read Thank You and You're Welcome?
No.
No.
See, I feel like that is like the beginning of Kanye philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like those are like little spurts. And it's made for people who don't read. Because he don't like reading.
What do you mean made for people who don't read?
Like it's just little short quotes.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like a coffee table book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, I wonder what this philosophy book is.
I hope it's like a real book. I hope it's not like a Spencer's thing where you just...
Hey, Thank You and You're Welcome wasn't at Spencer's, man.
I mean, but you're describing something.
It was at Barnes & Noble's. You know what I'm saying? A real notable bookstore. Borders and whatnot.
I go to Borders. I used to go to Borders.
Yeah, I'm just hoping I don't walk into somebody's bathroom and see this new Kanye joint on a tank, you know?
No,
not where I want to see it.
I put my Cause book on the coffee table and people started putting their feet on it. I had to take it back. I was like, man, nah, this ain't
the
table.
They just put their feet on your books?
It's the book, yeah, man.
Who puts the feet on the book?
That's wild.
I ain't gonna say no names, but you know what I'm saying? You know who you are. You out there. Your foot on books.
There's perpetrators out here.
You can't be out there doing that. That's wild.
Yeah, that's mad wild. He also said, that he had something on his mind that was weighing heavy on him. Axel was like, what's going on? And he was like, I just found out that my longtime collaborator is the head of Louis Vuitton. He's like, is that good or bad?
He said it was neither.
It's just they keep calling him my creative director, and he was my co-collaborator. And I feel like I agree, but at the same time, it just like, I think it's one of them things where it was a candid moment in an interview. Mm-hmm. Like it was like he forgot he was being recorded because it comes off like he's making it about him. But I just feel like it's more like he doesn't want people to get the wrong idea.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants people to know that he's calling shots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like a nine. It's not too water of him. But I mean, we all fall, you know?
Well, I feel like, okay, what Virgil did for Wayne is creative direct. Virgil did for 2 Chainz is creative direct.
Okay.
What Virgil did for Kanye is a collaboration.
Sure.
I feel like Virgil was like, okay, Chainz, we're going to have 2 Chainz on the album cover.
Mm-hmm.
That's based on a true story. Mm-hmm. Wayne, you're not a human being. We're going to put a butterfly on the album cover. That's your album cover. Kanye is like, I want a casket for the CD. I want a blank album cover. And Virgil's like, let's put this orange sticker on there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I get that. I'm just saying, I feel like that idea that Kanye's so upset about the classification of it and mm-hmm. juxtaposed with his want to be water, his new philosophy of being like, oh, I want to be water. I want to like be above the fray. I think it's kind of wild.
Yeah, it does go against that whole thing mm-hmm. of like, we're too obsessed with pictures. We're too uh-huh. obsessed with history because it's like you kind of do care about the history of how you're presented as you working with Virgil. You don't want it presented as like, you know, you hired Virgil. He did it. You want it as like you both were throwing ideas and then that's what became.
We both built something bigger than we could have made on our own.
But he also kind of spoke on that part of himself where him and, they were talking about their egos and having to mm-hmm. keep egos in check. So I see the struggle. I see it's a struggle
for sure.
Have we talked about Virgil being the head of Louis Vuitton?
I think we touched on it before. I don't think we ever really got deep into it. I think it's because like we didn't really know it much except that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean...
I think it's like... I feel like Kanye probably feels 2 different ways. Because, you know, there's the one thing where he feels like these people were not listening to him for so long. If you listen to his interviews from 5 years ago where he was like frustrated with the fashion industry, mm-hmm. how they were treating him and stuff, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, now you signed my right-hand man to, you know, the person I was in the Lambo with. It's only two seats in the Lambo, you know?
Yeah.
And now you're gonna have him be the creative director of Louis Vuitton. But then at the same time, it's also like, dang, Virgil, like, we like, you know, we trying to fight against these crazy prices. We trying to fight against, you know, these luxury brands like controlling, you know, their control over everything. But at the same time, maybe it's, you know, maybe there's a larger plan we don't know about. Maybe it's like, all right, now I got the resume. Now I can really make a $10 t-shirt and y'all can't say that it's not of quality because.
Yeah, I see what I do.
Yeah.
Where I've been.
I was in charge of the monogram. I was in charge of the Damier.
I mean, well, it goes could go both ways where it kind of could be, yeah, maybe the best plan of attack is from the inside. But also, I mean, are Virgil's aspirations necessarily tied to Kanye's aspirations?
True.
That's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Virgil is his own man. Virgil is a collaborator, so he was bringing his own shit.
But I was thinking about the Off-White ones. If you look at them, they got a little orange tab. I was like, yo, that's like a little Yeezus album cover on there, you know?
Yeah.
Where it holds the swoosh to the end of the swoosh is that little orange tab, you know? Just kind of like the Yeezus album cover.
So what would you call it? Would you, because it never really goes further than this one little reflection on the whole thing. So I don't really get into like how he like really feels about the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's curious to see what it's going to be like, you know, a year from now. Or like as Virgil's like role expands.
Mm-hmm.
And you see more of like what he's doing.
I mean, I think it's just a conflict of also, you know, I took you to Fashion Week. We was in a picture together. You know, like I'm the Louis Vuitton Don. Ivan had a shoe, Don had a shoe, Mr. Hudson had a shoe. You ain't had no shoe. You know what I'm saying? And now you the head of Louis Vuitton. It's probably a whole mind. I don't know. It's just,
we don't really know till we get there.
You know, in his eyes, it could be like Marlon Jackson being the head of Pepsi. And it's just like, man, what? You wouldn't even know about Pepsi if I ain't get burnt. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even know these people if it wasn't for me. I don't know. But Virgil has been putting the work in. He did enter, like, early on when he had Pyrex, he entered in the LVHM contest. I think he came in, like, second. You know, he has been like, and he has a background in design. Like, he wasn't just going to be sitting around waiting on an opportunity. That's not how you get a brand like Louis Vuitton to take interest in you. You got to put the work in, and he definitely, you know, put the work in. So,
yeah. I mean, the past year for him has been crazy.
Yeah.
Like, who's been hotter?
Who's been hotter?
I'm with me.
Yeah.
I would know who's second.
And then also you look at like the turn that Louis made in the past year and a half as far as like a Supreme collaboration.
Yeah.
You know, having people wear streetwear in the Paris shows, you know, it's kind of like Louis Vuitton is like, and him have been on like a crash course almost.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at some of the stuff, like some of those Off-White shows, some of those Off-White pop-ups, it's like, there's so much thought put into this that you don't see him being overwhelmed by that. You know, like somebody else, you'd be like, okay, they're cool. Sean Witherspoon is cool. Don C is cool. You know, even Ronnie Fieg is cool, but I couldn't see them with the keys to Louis Vuitton and that just opening up possibilities. When you got this guy who puts Caravaggio paintings on a hoodie and people who'd have no clue what the painting is mess with it. People who have no clue why there are stripes on the side mess with it. And it's the same hoodie. And I think that's more what they like is like, you know, 1 foot in the hood, but then 1 foot in the like upscale into architecture. Like he's not going to let down the people because they care about history. These brands are older than America. Like they care about history, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has the respect for history that they would gravitate towards.
But also, like, at a time like right now, like, shit's moving so fast. If you don't get somebody that's, like, that understands the pace of today. Like, that's why like Louis has to do like a Supreme collab.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, cause they like, they were so out of it. They was like, oh shit, we gotta like, we have to link up with somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know? Cause like everybody else is doing these collabs. Everybody else is like moving with the time. And so they got to do something. They got to splash big. So they got to go with the biggest.
Yeah.
Right. So you got, if you're going to bring in somebody, it has to be somebody that understands the pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know anybody else that's like moving with the speed of a Virgil, you know?
Or controls the speed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like from what you guys are saying, like if this is the dude who like decides, all right, this is next and this is next and this is next.
He's kind of like setting the wave right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it has been for a minute. Heidi Sumane. That was the last dude. And Kanye shouted him out. Zane Lowe interview. You know, but now Zane Lowe's in a pink room with Chun Li, the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a weird one. The whole thing feels like this is why I'm happy like Beyonce came along, just to like clear all this shit out. So much clogging shit.
There was a lot of people happy about some stuff that they wouldn't be happy about. And then Beyonce just came and just like got rid of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, none of that matters. Too much arguing on the timeline.
Kanye's back on Twitter speaking of the timeline.
He's back. I mean, he's back in presence. The presence is back. We don't have the words yet.
Yeah, the caps have not been locked yet.
He got a retweet. Yeah. Retweet Jack.
Huh?
Retweeted Jack.
Jack Knight?
No.
I was like, what? I was like, whoa, what?
Stop the episode. Pull this tweet up. Are you serious? Jack didn't tell me. Oh.
It's the main Twitter dude, Jack. Okay. Like, on his Twitter. He just said, welcome back, Kanye. And he just retweeted that. Maybe it's gone. I don't know.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I just saw him tweeting, trolling Nike about they reworked.
Yeah, yeah, the Monarchs.
Monarchs. And it looked like the
wave. I didn't see that. What do you say?
700 vibes.
Yeah. Hit him with a couple emojis.
And then when somebody did a side-by-side and the shape of the new Monarchs and the shape, like from the top and the shape of the Wave Runners, like the same shape. I mean, the foot is only but so many shapes, but at the same time. Like, the soul and everything. It was just, like, real similar.
That's wild.
It's too much focus on history.
Do you like the Wave Runners?
Dude, I go back and forth on it. When I first saw them, like, just a picture of it, I thought it was whack. Mm-hmm. Then I, like, when I see
on
them on, like,
foot
feet.
Or just,
when
like,
I see
the
them, like,
sample
on feet,
pick.
Just, like, the sample pick.
Okay.
And then when I see them, like, on feet, sometimes I'm like, that's fly. But I don't know. I don't know. I go back and forth on it all the time, and I'm like, should I get a pair of Wave Runners? But then I'm like, I don't want to be this like hype beast ass.
Yeah.
Dude, you know?
What about the Desert Rat?
Not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all.
No 500s?
Not at all.
What about the 750s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Of the, like, I like the Power Phases.
Mm-hmm.
If I was,
by the way, you got on the Power Phases right now.
I do got on the Power Phases. If I fucked with any other ones, I feel like the 750s would look weird on my feet for whatever reason. I don't know why. I just got it in my head that they would look weird. If I fuck with any other ones, it would be the Wave Runners.
No 350s?
I feel like same shit with the 750s. I feel like they would look weird on my feet.
Okay.
Yeah. I just got it in my head. I feel like I'm not like a jogger rocking cat.
Okay.
I feel like those are shoes that you rock with joggers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's like I couldn't wear these jeans. With them, they would look weird, in my head at least.
To each his own. I mean,
yeah, that's just me. That's just me. I'm like, okay.
I do it, but
all right,
I feel you.
I appreciate hearing how in tune with your own style you are, where you know exactly, like, okay, these are my spots.
That, and also like
versus like I got to get just to get.
Yeah, because I want to rock my gear.
Yeah,
yeah, you get shit to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to get shit and then be like, I can't wear this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I got a lot of movement with the 350s. I've been seeing a lot of people start to wear this, so I'm like, I gotta put mine up because I feel like I've seen too many people like, all right, now it's time to bust out the Oreos. So I'm like, all right, I gotta put them up.
I still see fake ones out there.
You're gonna see fake everything out there, man. You can't dictate your life off the fake ones. Because when you stand next to some fake ones with some real ones, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you're at the skating rink and that black light comes on. You know, if you got real Nikes, your stitches is glowing. If you don't, it look like you don't have any stitches. Your seam's about to bust.
I didn't even know that.
Me neither.
No.
Oh, see, y'all gotta go to skating rink, man. I gotta go to bowling alley, man. That's what y'all doing? Where y'all activities
that's
at?
That's a deleted scene from ATL.
Yeah.
My dude got the fake Nikes on. Oh, man. During the Air Force One era, it was like, because like white on whites, the fake ones and the real ones look almost identical. But then when you go to the skating rink, I don't know what they stitched the like real ones out of, but the stitching, all, like every stitch glows. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, the fake ones couldn't get those stitches.
Also, how deep into the skating rink are you going without getting skates?
Oh,
I feel like they can't have a black light
from
right
Atlanta.
At the door.
There's people that jump on the floor, go in the middle, and start dancing. There's
okay,
they do the skating rink a little different. Yeah, yeah. Like you're not gonna get skates at all. Like, nah, man, where my 17s yeah. out there? So our arch nemesis Taylor Swift put out a cover of Earth, Wind & Fire's September. First of all, I feel like if you're a fan of Earth, Wind & Fire's song September, you know you're not supposed to hear all the lyrics. You're not supposed to know what they say in some of the parts. I could hear and understand every word of the song. It took away from the song.
Oh, so you have Spotify, don't you? I feel lucky because I don't have Spotify, so I was only allowed to hear the snippet.
Okay.
And I was like, this is enough.
Yeah, see, I got Spotify.
I was spared.
No, I got Spotify. I had to listen to see if she did the high yeah, and she did it, and I was so mad. It's just a YouTube cover. It was like, wasn't this cover down in Atlanta?
It's like straight like dorm room bed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like ukulele.
It's so. I mean, I don't understand why acoustics means you can't have no trumpet.
YouTube video with the person like the bed's never made.
Yeah, and it's just like yep.
It was just whack. I feel like she's trolling our people. I feel like like I felt when I saw the Wildest Dreams video. You know, I felt when she took from 3LW and the Young Gunners with Shake It Off. Like I felt the same way.
See, with this one, I don't even have to go that deep. I remember I put something up on Twitter and people started tweeting me. It's like, excuse me, white people could cover black artists, yada yada. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm not even thinking about that. It's just bad.
Yeah.
On like a base level.
Or like straight up, like,
it just doesn't.
It's basic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, I don't even have to go to the race argument because you haven't even warranted that discussion.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to ask anybody from Earth, Wind & Fire what they think about it because, of course, they like getting checks. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. Like, don't ask,
for sure, get your money, but...
Yeah, don't ask Philip Bailey what he thinks, you know what I'm saying? Because he probably going to be like, oh, it's cool, you know? I love Taylor, but hey.
It's Jagger.
But at the same time, man, we know what you're doing, Taylor. Like, we know, like, we see right through it.
It's clear.
You know?
It's clear. Crystal
Come on.
Clear.
That movie was... That song was in Soul Food.
The song is at my parents' wedding. And maybe I called my parents. I was like, you guys haven't heard this, have you? And they were like, yeah. It's just sad.
Damn.
That's a wedding. So that's everybody's wedding. Every black wedding. Right?
I assume so.
I mean, I don't know. It's more than weddings. I think it's just one of them, you know, anytime you go back in time in a black movie, it's ding, ding. You know,
yeah, like expect
pan up from the family cookout.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you see that grill smoke the minute you hear them tones, you're like, man.
Yeah, like if two dudes are talking about meeting back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we about to see that record spinning. Yeah, I'm about to see that record spinning. I'm seeing that outside of that school. Uh-huh. Then I'm seeing some Cortezes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing some Blazers with a red swoosh.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some Chucks. Mm-hmm. Maybe some bell bottoms.
Yep.
Maybe somebody on a skateboard. Everybody swears somebody was on a skateboard back in the day.
I'm trying to see it.
Roller skates.
All right. Okay.
Roller skates. I can get with. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. We forgot the fire hydrant going off on the street.
Fire hydrant on the street. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some stripes, you know, afros.
There's so much stock footage out there.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. Uh-huh.
just all scenes from the beginning of Everybody Hates Chris episode.
Yeah, like two little kids running across the street.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Should we also turn the tables and like be like, all right, Miguel, Trey Songz, Chris Brown, you know, why they snatching up covers, why don't y'all cover some? Or do they have respect? They're like, you know what? I ain't gonna touch that. I ain't gonna get yelled at. You know.
See, the thing is,
they
like,
don't want to get Quincy Jones like T-Pain did.
Jesus, yeah. I mean, so, like, you can do the. I mean, like, truly, if she dropped a hot cover, I'd have nothing to say.
Yeah.
If the cover was tight, I would have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Perfect example. When NSYNC covered "That's the Way Love Goes" by Janet Jackson, they made fans. I feel like that was the setup for Girlfriend, mm-hmm. and people like messing with Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you know, his relationship with Janet Jackson has been soiled since then.
do tell.
He's also, you know, he's also an enemy of mine. But, you know, that has nothing to do. Just give a black man a chance, man. That's all I'm saying.
Well, another good reason that we had Beyonce. Clear out more of this garbage.
Yeah.
You want to get into the questions?
Yeah.
All right.
When was the first time you heard of Kanye West?
First time, I guess it had to be, when did College Dropout come out? 2004?
Mm-hmm. February of 2004.
Okay. I feel like I first saw the Through the Wire video a month before that. Like, I didn't see it like much, like way before the album dropped.
Yeah, I think like, I think that video came out in December of 2003.
Yeah,
but
I remember,
I'm not sure. Might have been earlier.
I remember seeing that video and being like, okay. Like, I like didn't have like an opinion yet. I wasn't like, oh, this is like hot.
Yeah.
Where like, were you at the time? Like,
mm-hmm. At the time, we're talking St. Louis, Missouri. I watched it at my crib. I remember going over to my homie Brian's house around the corner and being like, have you heard of this? And he was like, absolutely.
How like, into, because St. Louis was popping at that time. Mm-hmm. How into like Nelly, St. Lunatics, Chingy were you?
That was probably me coming out. I feel like around that time was when I first started being like, I'm going to start listening to other kinds of music.
Okay.
So at the time, I feel like I was coming out of Nelly and like trying to like experiment with like different genres. I mean, we talking about the, I mean, you want to talk about the new improved hood? The new improved hood hop? It was different.
I didn't know. Wait, there are multiple hood hops?
I mean, there was one, but then Jaquan brought us the new improved hood hop.
Oh, wow. So, wait, who made the original hood hop?
I don't know. I mean, that's just what Jaquan was saying. That's just what Jaquan was saying. So, I figured that.
Took it by his word?
Yeah. Like, you thought I was referencing the hood hop before?
No, we didn't get the original hood hop. Like, yeah, man, the dude that made hood hop died, so yeah. Then I had to, you know,
yeah,
take
I had
it
to,
on.
Yeah, to step up. Yeah. Had to step up. My pops made the original hood hop. Passing on to me. Had to do something different with it. I will say, I remember like 2 years before, had to be 2 years, maybe a little bit. Anyway, like whenever Air Force Ones came out, like that summer, yeah, like that's all me and my little brother played. And we were like at my grandma's house a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like into the song, which was like crazy to me for some reason. I was like, "Why? I can't believe that she's listening."
The shoe game has improved so much since then.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
ones in the back of the ones you got on display. Ones in the black and the platinum and leather gray. You must have a magical genie, as opposed to a regular genie. That's not magic.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say you started to listen to other music, what were you listening to?
I was just thinking about this the other day. I feel like early was like Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
And shit like that that ended up doing like them started listening to like the Gorillaz.
Okay.
It was like kind of like random shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like no rhyme or reason to what I was picking up. I was just like, all right, I need to know other shit.
Well, yeah. Plus, yeah. This
I know
is
Green
before,
Day's on that list.
Green Day for sure at some point was in there.
This is before streaming, so you couldn't just have whatever
yeah,
music.
Could, yeah, yeah. So you had to,
you
just,
had
like,
to like know about stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, you yeah. got Target ads in the mail. You
yep,
got
like, all right, cool. Yep, watching commercials and being like, all right, yeah. What's that? Let me look up those lyrics so
MTV.
I can find the song.
Yeah, yeah, it was just one of the music video channels.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, Boulevard of Broken Dreams is always playing.
Yeah, yeah.
My high school is 99% black, so we always found out about white music at the Grammys. Uh-huh. Like, at the very end, it was like, now y'all want to sing Maroon 5 after they done already won all the Grammys. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all know this stuff been out for a year. Like, shut up. She will be loved. So you were you in high school around this time?
Yeah, like, I feel like 04 had to be my freshman year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dope. I remember seeing through the wire and being like, okay, I need to just, like, look out for this. And then by the time that the album came out, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm in.
What about Slow Jam?
Slow Jams, I feel like that was the one that I was like, yeah, this is, like, okay, this is about to be a hot album.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when Slow Jams came out, I remember there was a dude that heard it before me, and he kept saying the, like, Michael Jackson line. Mm-hmm. And I was like, What is this from? I was like, I don't know what this is. I was like, I couldn't tell if it was like a movie because he wasn't saying it with any kind of like rhythm. And I was like,
just no context. Just
yeah,
like,
it was like, yeah. Ducks. Yeah. And I was like, what is this? Is this like a comedy that I haven't seen? Because I feel like I watch a lot of movies. And then when I finally heard it, I was like, okay.
Isn't that the worst feeling when you like, you missing out on something?
And you know you missing out.
And you know you missing out on something?
And nobody will fill you in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you have to go on this journey on your own. Like, just tell me what the fuck it is.
Yeah, just tell me what it is.
I remember when I was in third grade, somebody came to our school to talk. And they was like, who's seen Friday? And everybody raised their hand but me. And I was like, I wasn't allowed to see Friday. And then he just went on with the example. It was like so overwhelming. It was like,
you gonna get these bars, right?
He was like, all right, y'all remember when Chris Tucker was in the chicken coop? Don't do drugs. And I was like, man, what? There's a chicken coop on Friday? That's crazy. Chicken coops in the hood? What is it?
You picked On Sight for this episode.
Yeah.
What made you pick that song?
I feel like it came down to basically On Sight or All Day,
mm-hmm.
which was a tough decision to make. And I feel like the other songs that I would have picked were already gone. And I feel like On Sight, when I first heard, like when Yeezus dropped, hearing On Sight, like as the opening track, that first noise, I was like, oh, this is different. Like, it's like immediately this is different than like everything else. And I just loved Kanye coming in so hard. I was like, this is about to be the best.
Were you, when you were exploring other music, did you ever listen to Daft Punk?
Yeah. I got into Daft Punk, like, late, though. It wasn't, like, an early.
Was it before Stronger?
It was before Stronger.
Okay.
Because Stronger, but not much before Stronger, actually. Because I feel like I got into it toward the end of my senior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Graduation came out that summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, all right.
Cause Daft Punk is they made that guitar riff and basically what they said was they had a 10-minute thing that they made and the part from On Sight is like in the middle somewhere. So somebody, Rick Rubin on the bus, somebody has the whole 10 minutes, but that's like the middle. But the thing I like about On Sight is that people who hate Yeezus, I feel like stop there. And it's like, I feel like that song is designed to weed out the people who don't know anything. Like the people who just like, oh, I don't like the way this sounds. I'm out.
Yeah, it's like,
good.
Yeah.
This ain't for you.
Yeah. It's truly like, yo, this is what it is. This is what you're about to get. This is like an overture in like a musical or some shit. It's
then
like, this is
I can definitely attest to that on the first listen.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that and I was like, okay. Because I saw the credits, I was like, so I knew Daft Punk was on it. So I was like, yeah, this sounds like the Tron Legacy sound. And then the Clash, when Kanye came on, my first instinct was, nah. That was my first instinct. The Clash together, I was like, okay, I don't know if this is for me. And then going through, this is why Yeezus is probably more conflicting for me.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously a lot of other people. Some people are like Rob says, probably like completely out.
Had I known that 2 years ago, maybe we would this would have be been
the
Book
Gay podcast with Rob Hayes and Gary Richardson.
Yo, are you serious?
What have we talked about how much like the first time like Yeezus is probably like not in my bottom two if we put them on the list.
Whoa. I remember having an argument with my coworker because he was like, "I don't like it. It's a techno album." I was like, "It's not a
techno
album.
That's not a reason not to like it.
You only heard one song." Like you only like you clearly only listen to one song. If any if anything takes over Yeezus, it's reggae.
You think reggae is the Okay. I don't know if I agree with that.
All right.
I don't have a different opinion yet, but
there's all kind of stuff in Yeezus is my point. You know, I didn't really want to defend that.
I thought it was more metal.
It's a lot. It's a lot. But to try to put it on one thing is silly.
For sure.
And I mean, to me, On Sight is like one of them songs where Kanye is like, I'm okay, I'm hitting everybody, I'm punching down. You know, we get this thing shaking, no Parkinson's, boom. If you got a disease, get offended. You know what I'm saying? Got more off than Cochran, boom. Even my girlfriend could get some. Who wants some? You know what I'm saying? Like, he going at everybody. How much do I don't give a fuck? I'm going to show you right now before I give it up. You know what I'm saying? The middle of the song, put a gospel song in the middle. You, everybody offended, y'all need Jesus. He gives us what we need. It may not be what we want. Like, come on, man.
I knew I was in immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as you said Yeezy season approaching, for whatever y'all been hearing, I was like, yep, everything's done. Yeah. This is it now.
Whatever
this is
y'all
all
been
we listening to for the next 4 months. This is it. I don't think there's been another record that I've listened to that consistently from the minute it was released, except for like Blonde. That's it.
At that time, I feel like if you wasn't in that same mode, I wasn't messing with it. Like, it kind of, like, cleared out everything else. But I was also listening to Wolf, and I was listening to Indicud. But if you wasn't in that mode, them three albums, it was a wrap. And it would be like Wolf, Yeezus, Indicud, Yeezus, Wolf, Yeezus, Indicud. You know, like it's way more Yeezus than everything else.
That's your favorite song on the album?
Probably, yeah. I don't know if it's the song that I listen to the most on the album, but it's for sure the one that I'm like, oh, this one means the most to me.
It's a good, like, you on a car trip, you want to see where people stand on Kanye. You don't play The College Dropout. Everybody likes The College Dropout. You don't play Graduation. Everybody likes The Graduation. You want to see who people really are.
Yeah, you want to have a conversation.
On site. Let's go.
We in this car for 8 hours. Let's chop it up. You know,
it's a 2 minute song.
Right now. I need right now.
So much conversation coming up.
I get
a 2 minute
in
song.
That, like right after New Slaves comes on.
Wait, is New Slaves right after?
New Slaves is probably third or fourth. What's the
Black Skinhead?
Black Skinhead is next.
Then New Slaves. Those are my two back to back. I'm in the gym with that.
And then it's I Am a God. New Slaves is like four.
Yeah.
Order is order.
You skipping hard.
Whatever, man. It's a long car ride.
All right. If you think you can come back around to it.
It's only 10 track album.
I got my four.
You only need, I got my need four. 10 track. Man, I feel like.
We've had this discussion. This ain't even brand new. We had this discussion when Rel was on here.
No, that's true. This, man, I just, I don't know. There's not a part that I don't like, you know? Like, I love that the beat just keeps changing. I love that, you know, I wonder what's going on. He's like, right now. I need right now. Like, I'm like, what is in the room? Yeah. Did somebody bring a tray of food? Or, like, it's some girls? Like what's with drugs? On? What's like, going on? Happening. Yeah.
Something's happening, and it's important.
Yeah, but he don't want to say what it is. But he's like, I feel like he's pointing.
Oh, he's, you know, for sure.
Right now. I need right now. Yeah.
He's like, you know what? That state of confusion, pit it in.
Yep. It's what the people want. It's what I needed at the time.
It's what you needed. It might not be what you want. He gives us what we really need.
The man said it himself. He knew. He's outside of time. Just like he was telling Vervort.
Vervort.
Yep. He's not about. He's off time, dog. He's off time. We're not off fucking time. With time no more.
On site.
Yeah. That's what we on. We on site. We off time now.
That's why he talks to visual artists. Because they on site.
Like for the like they're there.
Don't judge me, Joe. Don't judge me, Joe Brown. Now, Kanye, when I was listening. Don't judge me, Joe Brown.
One last announcement. No sports bar. That's it. That's all he want for tonight.
Come on, man.
We not going nowhere to sit down.
No, you don't say sports bar.
What did you say?
No sports bra. Let's keep it bouncing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This fucked my shit up.
Yeah.
This whole time I've been like, I mean, same shit, but still. Oh, my God. That fucked me up right now.
Yeah, you switched up two letters. It's a whole nother word.
It's a brand new thing.
Yeah. I said that way too much. If it's ever like a meeting and I'm not like in a workspace, mm-hmm. I will always be like, yeah, one last announcement. No sports bra. Let's keep it bouncing. And people just be like, what? It's
like, oh my God, this changes everything. Right. I guess it doesn't change anything. Fuck me up still.
It really makes the next line make more sense.
I don't know. To me, I mean, if it's no sports bar, it's like, oh yeah, I don't want to be anywhere where like there's TVs and shit. No. We need to be out. We need to be moving.
We need to be jumping around.
Yeah, we need to be clubbing. Yeah.
Don't ask Gary if he wants to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. You don't want it.
Come on, man. Never. Let's keep it bouncing.
Let's keep it bouncing. Let's keep it bouncing, dog.
Fuck they sauce. Yeah. Keep it bouncing.
Nah, let's not be restricted. With us.
Yeah.
Free the nipple, man. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Let's keep it bouncing. Think about the, like, okay, flashing lights video, there's a sports bra. You know what I'm saying? You take that sports bra off, boom, on site.
Is there any visuals with this? No visuals.
Not that I can.
Yeah.
Have you seen it pop up anywhere?
This is the first song he came out to on the Yeezus tour when he had the, like, bead mask with the eagle tank top. Like, when you first walk out there, this is the first thing you see. The first thing you hear is him doing on site. And that's another thing, because it's like, if you went to the Yeezus tour, but you didn't mess with Yeezus, then you need to get to the back.
You had to have a bad time.
Yeah, you better go get a drink.
You think some people would maybe be like, I don't know how much I messed with Yeezus, and then went to the Yeezus tour, and then it's like, it's different now.
They did in Atlanta. Because I could tell when he took the mask off and did the old songs, they got turned up. And it was like, oh,
y'all whack. But they were turned up for the old songs. I'm talking about, like, were they converted Yeezus, like, fans? Like, what is this?
Some people was like, I get it now. Some people was like, I get it now. Especially because he come out and it's like, you know, he gotta get you on board with the album and with the fact that he has a mask on.
That's something that I feel insanely jealous about. Because, like I said, the sound the Daft Punk had, that's something that I've like always been for. But I'm assuming with the show, if that's what he's leading with, I'm assuming that there is a visual effect that would be like a piercing thing for me. Just for
yeah.
Because you can't play any of that without having the visuals to level that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying when he first come out there, he ain't even really messed with the mountain yet. Like, it hasn't made any effects. He's just out there on the edge of the stage, just like rocking it. You know, he's just rapping, but he has on a mask. But, you know, you're looking at him like, nah, that's Kanye's shaped head. Like, ain't too many people that got a head like, that yeah, shape. Like, I know that's him. I feel like he's looking at it. I feel like he can see me through the mask. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
What if it was like a thick ass mask, though?
Yeah,
what if it was like a Crown Royal bag or something?
like they made it shape for like he just come out at the end.
Yeah,
that's his.
That'd be hype. He just up there like he can't see. He's like feeling it.
That's his Bob Zamuda.
Yeah, that's
his Tony Clifton us.
Yeah, that'd be weird. I'd love to hear some shit like that.
Yeah, that would be dope.
Did you see that tour or no?
I didn't. Yeah, I was so broke, and I was also in Chicago, like saving money to move to New York. So I was like, I'm not spending money on anything.
Gotten to see him at any show?
No. The only one that I would have been able to see, which record was it? Oh, Pablo.
Oh, man.
I was like, I feel like I've been, just like never like been in the city for it.
Mm.
Yeah.
He didn't go to St. Louis?
I'm sure he did, but I feel like I was like always gone.
I got you.
And when I was in Chicago, like in St. Louis, I like never went to shows at all. Like growing up, I never went to music, like concerts at all. Then in Chicago, I went to some, but I never saw him. And then by the time that I was like, oh, I'm like really rocking with him, would have been Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. didn't see that tour, then
they didn't tour that album.
Oh, they didn't tour that album.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That makes sense. Then Yeezus, I was broke.
Watch the Throne and then Yeezus. Yeah.
Watch the Throne, I didn't see. Yeezus, I was broke. Pablo, I was here, but I was like, I don't know what happened. I just didn't go.
No, okay. And yeah, you was in school when Glow in the Dark.
Yeah.
Dang, man. Yeah, Watch the Throne, I was so far back, I was like, I don't care what's going on. I'm going to mess up, make some bad decisions, sell some shoes, whatever I got to do to get as close as I can. I was on the floor for Yeezus. Like, I don't know if I'll ever be on the floor ever again. Because part of it was his price was low. Like, the amount of money it costs to, like, get binoculars and see Beyonce and mm-hmm. Jay-Z is how much it costs to get on the floor to see Ye.
Dope.
I think it's every show, too. I think, yeah, because we could have been on the floor for Pablo, and I was relatively like, oh, a steal for the experience of a lifetime? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I had pretty good seats for that show that got canceled, and then that really helped out in the holidays when I got that refund, because I really didn't need to buy that ticket. You know what I'm saying? He gives us what we need. Yeah. It may not be what we want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wanted the concert.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
But I needed
a little closer to your family.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to show them how you love them.
He's like, you meant for the Wyoming tour. This ain't for you. Mm-hmm. He didn't talk about that at all in the interview.
Nah, I'm so curious what's going on with that. But I don't know.
It's gotta be. I mean, why do you think he's back on Twitter?
What do you think we're gonna hear first? Ye or Drake?
Drake.
Drake.
We're going to hear Drake.
We've already
first.
Begun to hear Drake.
Yeah.
He's already started the whole process.
Nice for What is a mixtape song. It ain't no, like, it's not an album song.
Sure. But I mean, but he likes to just, like,
it's a primer. Shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. Yeah. You know, a lot of people have been mean to me since it came out. It's working. I've been getting piped up on.
Like, I bet end of May, right before summer pop off, Drake. Dropping one in the middle of the night. It's like, all right.
What
cool.
if they drop the same day?
That's not happening. Nah. That's not happening.
Only at Adidas stores. You got to go to the Adidas store.
Just like a bunch of little listening parties?
Like half Drake, half Wayne. You know what I'm saying? Speaker box, Love Below style.
Mm-hmm.
Bear Owl.
I don't know if I want it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want a Drake Ye album?
Where I got to go to Adidas?
I mean, Drake signing with Adidas.
Oh, you did? I didn't know that.
He had on Adidas at the Raptors game. He's been wearing Yeezy boots.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just saw the jersey.
He keeps wearing Ultra Boost, which is like the move of like, you about to get your own shoe, so don't wear anybody else's shoe, because you about to get your own.
Oh, they James Hardened him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He probably got that truck pull up with, you know what I'm saying, all the shoes. Like, we tired of seeing you in Jordans. Put these on. And Adidas gives you freedom. That's the thing. Nike don't give you freedom. Adidas let James Harden design those shoes with his beard. That's why they look the way they do. He just put the beard in some paint, slapped it on some paper, and then it was like, all right, this your shoe?
We good. Let's do it.
This is how it works.
Send this to Foot Action. Get these to the boys at Foot Locker, you know?
Boy, them things. I'm like, yo, he the MVP. What? Did nobody help him? Come on, man. Revert. Help this man out.
He needs a decorate designer.
Oh, you almost did it. You said, don't call me a decorator. I'm a designer.
James Harden, I look, man, I really need somebody to help decorate. Click. Oh.
Yep. I guess it's on me.
What do y'all think Chris said when you think Chris has ever heard, Chris Jenner has ever heard On Sight?
Yeah. No. I mean, she's probably heard it that, like, she didn't listen to it.
Yeah, I'll say that. Because I've sure been on when she's been
there. Definitely been like,
because that's got to be awkward. Got more off than Cochran, you know?
Yeah, I feel like she's heard it. She ain't sitting down.
They gotta be used to that by now.
Cause she's always like, I listen to Yeezus, and she's always wearing Yeezus merch, and she's always like, it's so sweet. But I think she's only heard Bound 2. I don't think she's ever heard On Sight, you know.
Why would she? She's gotta know there's some shit that she don't want to hear in that.
Yeah. All on the Blouse Again. Like, she don't want to hear that.
She don't want to hear that. She don't want to hear them being like, then she came like, ah. You know, you don't want to hear that. You need to be hearing that. Chris, yeah. I need to hear that.
When we did our first Molly and came out of your body, she don't need to hear that.
That ain't what Chris about.
Unless that's how she got him to do the Keeping Up with the Kardashians song. Like, all right, you out here wilding. Mm-hmm. You owe us.
Yeah, you need to get one.
Yeah, we need the only one. You got a baby now. You mm-hmm. need to make a song for the baby can't hear.
mm-hmm.
What's your favorite and least favorite Kanye song?
Favorite, Runaway.
Mm.
Say Runaway. Least favorite, Drunken Hot Girls.
Ooh, it's a very divisive
it's a
song.
Popular wrong choice, I would say.
I don't know if it's wrong. I see why people don't like it.
I feel like my answers are pretty pop. It's also,
It's a very, to me, I feel like every album has a preview for the next album.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Drunken Hot Girls is the 808s preview.
Which is wild because I initially hated 808s.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it until one day it just clicked.
Mm.
One day I was like up real late and just like put it on. And I was like, oh, shit, I get it now. And now, nah, it's not number one. But it's no longer the worst to me.
I got you.
Yeah.
Did you have a breakup in that time?
I did not have a breakup in that time.
Mm.
I did not. I think that's why it took me so long to come around on it.
Okay.
I just like wasn't emotionally where I needed to be.
I got you.
To like, I wasn't on that wave.
See, I'm so much of a fan, I made it happen. I was like, we can't talk no more. I'm supposed to be sad right now.
Kanye don't want us to be together. Kanye said I need a refund on this relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. give my freedom back.
Yeah, I need to really see what he's going through with Pinocchio's story.
That's Beyonce's favorite song.
Is it?
Yeah, she told him to perform it. And then that's when he performed it and they recorded it.
I thought I heard the drums from Jesus Walks and Beyonce's somewhere near the end. It was like right after Deja Vu, I think. I gotta rewatch it. But I think I'm gonna send it to you. But I think I heard it, whatever he got those drums from. I think it might have been the same ones.
Mm.
I'm glad I mentioned that, so I don't forget.
I gotta watch that tonight.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Make an event of it.
Yeah.
Thing you can enjoy by yourself.
Yeah. Order some food.
Yeah. Light some candles.
Yeah.
Don't look at the crowd shots. To me, they ruin it for you.
Crowd shots are terrible.
It's like, man, I don't want to see these rich people.
That was like,
on
just do what you do. Just make it black. You know when it goes black and you just kind of like, you just hit, you can just, yeah. like, everything's gathering. Yeah. Like, do that. Don't show us these people.
Yeah.
You just keep seeing people with their palm on their head and their mouth open, just like,
yeah.
And it's like, are you excited or are you just trying to find out where you are right
now? Is that person or is the person who's like, because everybody is so tight, everybody's packed. Or it's like, so it's either the person Rob was describing or it's the person who like clearly doesn't know any of these songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just
and
like,
they just stuck.
Like, I can't look like I'm having not the best time.
There's cameras.
But I don't know how to have the best time.
Somehow I've been transported to Hampton University. I don't know what's going on.
She's like,
right
he's
now.
Like, this is Drumline 2. I don't get it.
I'm at Atlanta A&T. I am clearly going to be a P4.
He's like, that. You see that guy? He's making love to the drum.
I got
to
find somebody to challenge.
Boom,
I can't be out
cat.
Here P4. Yeah.
Boom, cat.
He's like,
yeah.
P2.
Yeah, I can't be out here a P4.
You don't have to read music at Morris Brown. I should have went to Morris Brown. What am I doing?
It's like, where's Petey Pablo?
See you at the classic. Yo, Petey Pablo came out there. He didn't say no words. It's like he didn't know it was a movie. This he just came out there.
This is before I knew I was mad at Petey Pablo.
Wait, why?
What, you mad at Petey Pablo?
We don't talk about it.
Okay.
Shout out to Monique. Anyways.
You're not going to say
it. No, man, go say it. I don't need to bring that back up.
Monique.
Shut up, man. That's my mom's name.
Okay.
Petey Pablo.
He says her name harder than everyone's name. Frequently.
It's fucked up. I don't like it. Anyways. Oh man, Gary, you got anything cool coming up you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Besides your fucking great, one of the greatest writing gigs ever on SNL. So check that out every fucking week. You already know.
Yeah, you got Donald Glover coming through and Childish Gambino.
Yeah, that should be a fun one.
And Earn.
Yeah, we got them all. They all in the building.
And Deadpool. Building.
Yep.
And Lando.
Deadpool gone. Deadpool gone.
Troy.
I don't know. Just like shows this summer. Like looking forward to the summer. Have some time off.
Heck yeah.
Do shows. I don't know where yet. But somewhere. I'll be up.
If you out this summer, look for my man Gary.
Definitely. Catch up my shows. SirChrisDaniels.com, all upcoming stuff. Auntie's House, April 28th. You know I got a website.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you didn't know. Now you know. If you don't know, now you know.
RobHayes.com, log in.
You got log in?
Ooh, you got members.
You got a log in?
You got members. No, okay.
You got members.
All right.
You got just, one on a porn site.
Uh-huh.
No, that, I just got that from like somebody rapped that. Something.com, log in. But yeah, you don't have to log in.
All right, that's been the podcast. Thanks for listening, everybody.
You
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.